trying to make sense of a dizzying day after Defence Secretary. Tonight, America is once again trying to make sense of a dizzying day after Defence Secretary Jim Mad Dog Mattis resigned. It was a stunning rebuke after the President announced an abrupt pullout of US forces from Syria, as we reported last night. But this is the stinging part. In his resignation letter, Jim Mattis told the President that he has the right to have a Secretary of Defence whose views are better aligned. Certainly strong wording. Mattis joins a long list of people who've left Team Trump. Here they all are. Remarkable turnover rate. But today's casualty is arguably the most significant for Trump and Australia. All matters of security. Let's bring in Simon Marks now in Washington. Simon, I guess significantly, Mattis was seen as a huge stabilising force for President Trump. Many people in the Republican Party tonight are quoted as saying that, you know, as long as Mattis supported Trump, then they did. But now he's gone. So what does that mean for the stability of the White House, the country, and for President Trump?
Look, I think there's no question, Michael, that a very difficult day is dawning here for Republicans in Washington, D.C. They've got to decide just how much further down Donald Trump's road they are willing to travel. It's almost as though the President of the United States is deliberately or accidentally stress-testing his relationship with the Republican Party. First of all, that unilateral decision to withdraw from Syria that sparked the resignation of the highly respected General Jim Mattis, President Trump's defense Secretary. There's the ongoing threat by Donald Trump of a government shutdown in just a few hours' time, which is something Republicans on Capitol Hill don't want to see. The president is thinking about a drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. There is just a growing sense here that the relationship between Republicans, particularly in the U.S. Senate, and Donald Trump back there in the White House is now in grave jeopardy. And over the Christmas break, those Republicans who know that there's the possibility of impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump in the new year, they've got some very big thinking to do.
Well, I know the Axios news agency in America, or DC, is reporting this evening that they're believing that the White House is actually on a footing of preparing for impeachment. That's being openly spoken about. And he will need all the Republican support he can. But he's even got his own Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying tonight that he's distressed about this very significant departure of Mattis. Trump needs those Republicans on side, but they're completely bewildered about what is going on with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why this has been such a dizzying day of developments here in Washington, D.C. over the last 24 hours. The reason why impeachment is a real possibility and the White House would have to be preparing for possible impeachment proceedings is because on January the 3rd, Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, and constitutionally, impeachment proceedings must begin in the House of Representatives. So to see statements like the one that you cited from the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, and from many other Republicans, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a golfing buddy of President Donald Trump's, faulting him for this unilateral decision in Syria and worried about the departure of James Mattis from President Trump's inner circle. That should be very worrying to Trump loyalists who, even now within the White House, have to try and find someone to take James Mattis's job. They are finding it increasingly difficult to fill high-profile positions that become vacant within the White House because so many Republicans don't trust Donald Trump, don't want to work for him, and certainly don't want to run up the legal bills that they would inevitably have to start running up because of the many investigations that are already underway into the Trump presidency.
All right, Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. We thank you for your time again this evening.